From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. In Oakland, more than 130 people were killed last year. That's the most victims since 2006. KQED's Caitlin Esch reports on what happens after a murder and whether those responsible are ever brought to justice.
On a recent morning, an ex-convict named Debonair Dobbs sat shackled to a chair in an Oakland courtroom. He's charged with murder in the shooting death a year ago of a 35-year-old man named Lonnie Turbin.
Yeah, this is not a whodunit. This is not a whodunit case. That's the tragic element of this.
Dobbs' public defender, Tim Murphy, says a contractor renovating a house in East Oakland gave Dobbs a shotgun and some money and told him to keep an eye on the property. Murphy says that one night, Dobbs spotted a man who appeared to be stealing from the house.
And a confrontation ensued wherein my client discharged a shotgun and shooting the individual at close range in the stomach.
The story is tragic, and it's also unusual in Oakland. That's because it's one of the relatively few times last year in which police cleared a homicide case. Cleared means police arrested a suspect. The Oakland Police Department says it recorded a 28% clearance rate for the 130 or so fatal shootings, beatings, and stabbings recorded in 2012. That's less than half the 2010 statewide average, the most recent numbers available. Oakland Police Captain Johnny Davis says several years of budget cuts have hurt the department's ability to solve crimes. Investigators are swamped, juggling an average of 20 cases a year.
There's been studies that suggest that an investigator should have no more than 5 cases in a year.
The Oakland Police Department's forensics lab is also overwhelmed with a reported backlog of thousands of forensic testing requests, including many from homicide cases. But Davis says the number one factor stopping investigators from solving homicides is a lack of cooperation from witnesses in the community.
Biggest challenges that we have is that a lot of people who know what actually happened out there and know these individuals because they're in their communities are failing to come forward or either afraid to come forward for some reason.
You can't come into a home and pull out guns on grandmoms and then expect people to help you. You can't show up on the scene of a traumatic incident and treat the young people who were witnesses and victims of a crime as if they are perpetrators.
Jakarta Imani with Oakland's Ella Baker Center for Human Rights says many people in the community distrust the police because they've had bad experiences with officers in the past. UC Berkeley criminal justice scholar Barry Crisberg says it's true Oakland police need more homicide investigators and a better crime lab, but little will change, he says, until the department builds a better relationship with residents.
Most violent crimes are solved when citizens come forward and tell the police what they know. And so that's why the relationship between the police and the community is so critical.
Crisberg also says Oakland's low homicide clearance rate erodes confidence that the police can do their jobs.
People expect that when serious crimes occur, that the police are going to find the bad guys and take them in custody.
And Jakarta Imani says that when that doesn't happen, residents fear the consequences if they come forward.
If the legal system is uncertain, but I believe that the sort of street justice is certain, then we have a problem.
As for Debonair Dobbs, the Oakland police did arrest him last February. He's pleading not guilty to charges of murder and being a felon in possession of a firearm. But as he gets ready to go back to court next month, Oakland police are facing a backlog of nearly 90 homicides from last year that they have yet to solve. I'm Caitlin Esch, KQED News.